Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to check last week's choice box beef trade, along with the finished cattle trade, with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 189.99 after trading in a very close range all week and was up about a dollar over the big loss from the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was at 190.25, which was $1.50 lower than the previous week. The total reported box beef volume was 7,080 loads, which was 360 loads lower than the previous week. The formula trade was down about 50 loads, with 3,251 loads, and that's pretty much normal year-round. The out-front sales were down 380 loads with only 974 total loads, which indicates somewhat of a lack of confidence in the retailers, and they're pretty much buying hand-to-mouth at this time. The export sales were 777 loads, which was about 262 loads lower than the previous week, even though the value of the dollar has been lower this last month, which normally helps the exports out. Taking a look at the primal cut trade, that was mixed and uneven, with several choice products gaining and their corresponding select products declining, which put the choice select spread over $14 when it had been running about $11. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $1 higher, except select chucks, which were $2.50 lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, showed improvement, but mostly on the choice product, with all loin cuts $2 to $4 higher, and the ribs were $7 higher on the choice, but $3 lower on the select product. 50% trimmings ended the week around $5 higher at 52.62, which was almost where they were 2 weeks ago, but still about $8 lower since Labor Day. The cow cutout continues to be under some pressure in the face of larger seasonal fall runs, but it was only about $1.80 lower. But don't forget, it's dropped about $8 during the month of September. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, that was $1 higher, even as many plants cut harvest schedules for the last week. Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, along with Nebraska, Colorado, and Kansas, all sold cattle mostly $1 higher at 124, while Iowa traded at 122 with a little trade over that. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was at 1,277 pounds last week, which was 7 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,260 pounds last year. The latest national steer carcass weight was 874 pounds, which was 5 pounds higher than the previous week and surpasses all previous records. That compares to 855 pounds last year and 853 pounds in 2010. Don't forget that extra 19 pounds on each and every carcass is just like adding another 11,800-pound carcasses to our harvest rate each week. The front CME month of October closed at 123.05 on Friday, which was about $1 higher than the previous Friday. Now, taking a look at the Southern Plains feeder cattle trade, the feeder cattle trade rebounded after being up to $4 lower early in the week. Midweek auctions began to show some improvement and were steady to $3 higher. The stocker cattle and calf prices rebounded about midweek also, but buyers were far more aggressive and the market was steady to $10 higher in spots. Recent rains really improved the wheat pasture grazing outlook, which brought many other buyers to town. There continues to be a very large spread between weaned and new crop balling calves, but this is a normal seasonal situation. Those 5 to 600 pound steers at area auctions were steady to $8 higher and traded at 139 to 178, with the wean calves selling at the top end of the range. The yearling trade on 700 to 750 pound steers were at 140 to 151, and those 8 to 850 pound steers at area auctions were 134 to 143, and both of those were steady to $1 higher. The Texas direct trade reported only 13,000 head in sales that were weak to $4 lower, and the trade volume continues to be light as sellers passed lower bids earlier in the week. There were only about 800 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 138 to 143 current FOB, which was clearly $2 to $4 lower. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended the week at $1 higher compared to the previous Friday, closing at 144.82. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.